Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, American investors who are in committed relationships overwhelmingly trust their spouses or partners on money matters. That's great news. And they also share some similar goals for retirement. More good news. But there might be some tension lingering under the surface, according to new research released by Ameriprise Financial. And I'm joined by Marcy Koeckler now, Senior Vice President of Financial Advice Strategy at Ameriprise Financial. Marcy, thank you for the time today.
Thank you, John. Glad to be with you.
So let's talk about this new research. Where do couples agree or disagree financially?
As you said, the couples we talk to, they agree at the high level about retirement and they trust each other, 95% of them. But as any of us who have been in a relationship or are in a relationship know, there is a lot at the intersection of love and money. And at Ameriprise, we wanted to understand more about that. And we did uncover some areas where couples maybe have some opportunity to work through some disagreements. One in four couples said they are not on the same page about how much they're spending to support children and grandchildren. And about the same percent, about one in four, also said that they are not necessarily on the same page about how much they want to spend in retirement on things like travel and hobbies. So high-level goals together, but some areas of opportunity to have some more disagreements get resolved.
Gotcha. So when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, there are a few issues there. Are there any money matters that couples are avoiding?
About 52% of couples have not yet tackled something that is important for all of us, and that is an estate plan. We're all going to need one, and a lot of couples have an opportunity to work on that, getting the basics in place like a will, a healthcare directive, a power of attorney. So that's an area where there are some people need to take some action, and they'll be so relieved when they do. In addition, having more detailed plans for, if you haven't yet retired, how you're going to recreate your paycheck, we found that about 40% of couples haven't tackled that yet either. So strength because they trust each other, but areas to work together on and do some more planning.
What do you think couples can learn from those you surveyed?
We talked to couples who had a variety of different ages and life circumstances, but 72% of them had been together two decades or more. That is a long-lasting relationship. And we asked those couples, what advice do you have for others? A few things that they said I think we can all learn from. Number one, they talked about the importance of really being open, honest, and transparent with your partner about your financial situation. Number two, having a way to work through financial disagreements, coming to consensus and getting on the same page, even when you start out disagreeing. And then finally, they recommend that couples choose a financial advisor together so that both members of the couple are comfortable with the person who's going to help them have plans that help them achieve their goals.
Excellent. And where can we go to learn more?
At Ameriprise.com/couples. We have more research findings as well as tips for couples that can help them in their financial life together.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.